International Advertising.
Good afternoon, class. Our topic today is international advertising. How companies sell products in different countries. I'll talk about the difficulties of advertising in different cultures. These days, many companies are international. Most large companies sell their products around the world, and many small companies sell their products on websites. But companies can have problems when they advertise products in other countries. Sometimes the problem is a language mistake. A product name or an advertisement can have a funny or strange meaning in another language. For example, a few years ago, a large international computer company named its new product Vista. Later, the company learned that the word Vista means chicken in some Eastern European languages. The company didn't change the name of its product, but the example shows that it's important to think about language and international advertising. Another problem is color. Colors have different meanings in different cultures. For example, the color red means good luck in many countries, so it's usually good to use red in advertisements. The color blue usually has a positive meaning also. But white means death in some parts of Asia, and black means death in North America. As you can see, it's important for companies to know the meaning of colors in the country where they are selling their products. International customs are another difficulty in advertising. As you know, different cultures sometimes have very different ideas about things. Companies should learn the customs of the countries where they sell their products. Then they can avoid mistakes, like this one by an international telephone company. The company made a TV advertisement for the Middle East. It showed a businessman talking on the phone with his feet up on his desk. The problem was, in the Middle East, it's not polite to show the bottom of your shoes. The company lost a lot of money and had to make a new advertisement.